Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying.
I'm Chen Xuan.
The Ministry of Commerce said today that China firmly opposes unilateralism and trade protectionism that abuses trade remedies in response to a reporter's query over the European Union's plan to conduct an anti-subsidy probe into Chinese steelmakers. A spokesperson said such an approach would disrupt international trade rules, increase downstream manufacturing costs, and harm the interests of consumers, which is detrimental to the stability of the global supply chain. Central Huijing Investment, an arm of China's sovereign wealth fund, has increased its stake in the country's four biggest commercial banks. Now, Lei Shiran has more.
According to the bank's announcements released yesterday, Central Huijing has bought shares in Bank of China, Agricultural Bank of China, China Construction Bank, and Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, together worth about 477 million yuan. It plans to further boost these investments in the coming 6 months, according to the disclosures.
Although the percentages of the stake increase were quite small, it's still a positive sign and the market clearly got it. It's also an affirmation that market valuations are very low right now.
The move encouraged trade to heat up in the A-share market today, with more than 3,200 stocks rising, and has also driven calls for the establishment of a stabilization fund.
If there are only incremental outflows, the market will panic. But if the fundamentals get supported when irrational outflows occur, and at the same time funds take long-term positions when valuations are low, then the market's confidence will increase accordingly.
Headquartered in Beijing, Central Huijing was established in 2003 and mandated to exercise the rights and obligations of an investor in major state-owned financial enterprises. Lei Shiran, Money Talks.
More than 2,400 have been killed on both sides and at least 8,700 more have been wounded in the Israel-Hamas conflict that has gone on for 6 days. Stephen Rancourt has more.
Hamas militants continued to fire rockets at Israel, including a heavy barrage at the southern town of Ashkelon yesterday. Fierce Hamas-Israeli clashes have led to massive flight cancellations at Ben-Gurion International Airport in Tel Aviv. The Israeli military released video clips yesterday showing airstrikes on the Islamic University of Gaza, which Israel says is an important Hamas operational, political, and military center. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was joined by a top political rival yesterday to create an emergency government overseeing retribution for the attack by Hamas militants. Israel's President Yitzhak Herzog said today that there's no mercy for terror when describing his country's fight against Hamas in the Gaza. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrived in Tel Aviv today. He will later travel to Amman to meet King Abdullah II of Jordan. U.S. President Joe Biden has pledged to send more munitions and military hardware to Israel. An aircraft carrying advanced armaments arrived in Israel's southern Nevatim Air Base yesterday. The United Nations said that at least 11 U.N. employees have been killed in Israeli airstrikes and more than 330,000 people have been displaced in Gaza. Over two-thirds are taking shelter in U.N.-run schools.
Life has ended in Gaza. The Palestinian residents in Gaza are in UNRWA shelters, but they have no water, no electricity, and no bread. And there are children who have no diapers, no milk and nothing of life's necessities.
The Arab League convened an emergency meeting yesterday to discuss the intensifying Israeli aggression. The meeting underscored the necessity for international cooperation to halt the surge of violence and ensure aid reaches the impacted regions. Stephen Rancourt, Shanghai Live.